听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话。每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Oh, it's finally over. Next time I'm picking the film.
Yes, you should have picked. I really can't understand you. You always complain about everything. License and registration, please. Have you drunk tonight, sir?
I had one or two glasses of juice, but nothing else.
Step out of your car, please. Look at the way the light is used in this painting.
I prefer the colors. They're so vivid.And make me feel the scene is alive.
Yeah, but the shadows are what make it real to me.
Hello, you look a little lost. Are you new here?
Yeah, I just started my training today.And I'm not sure where to begin.
Follow me. This machine here will exercise your leg muscle, and you can use it like this. I'm thinking of checking out a restaurant in the neighborhood this evening. Do you have any suggestions?
I know this really nice Italian place. The food is tasty, and the decoration is beautiful. I'd recommend giving it a try.
All right, I'll pick you up at 6.
每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Mr. Johnson, do you have a second? I need to talk to you.
Sure, Sophie.What can I do for you?
Well, I know I've used up all my vacation days this year, but my sister is getting married, and the wedding is overseas, so...
You want to take some time off, right?
Yes, sir.
What dates are you planning for taking your leave? I'll need at least 2 months' notice so that I can plan for your absence.
I'm planning on taking my leave from September 15th until the 30th. Would you be okay with that?
Well, I guess so.
Mr. Johnson, do you have a second? I need to talk to you.
Sure, Sophie. What can I do for you?
Well, I know I've used up all my vacation days this year, but my sister is getting married, and the wedding is overseas, so...
You want to take some time off, right?
Yes, sir.
What dates are you planning for taking your leave? I'll need at least 2 months' notice so that I can plan for your absence.
I'm planning on taking my leave from September 15th until the 30th. Would you be okay with that?
Well, I guess so.
The air conditioning is not working. We need to phone the repairman before we start to fry in here.
Mike is handling it. I think he is also getting the repairman to fix the bathroom toilet that keeps getting blocked.
That would be convenient. He might as well ask the repairman to fix the lights. They keep flashing all the time. It's really annoying.
Yeah, you are right. This office is falling apart. The other day, the pipes outside cracked, and that was why the parking lot was flooded.
I know. I was in ankle-deep water trying to get to my car that morning. The repairman definitely has his work cut out for him. The air conditioning is not working. We need to phone the repairman before we start to fry in here.
Mike is handling it. I think he is also getting the repairman to fix the bathroom toilet that keeps getting blocked.
That would be convenient. He might as well ask the repairman to fix the lights. They keep flashing all the time. It's really annoying.
Yeah, you are right. This office is falling apart. The other day, the pipes outside cracked, and that was why the parking lot was flooded.
I know. I was in ankle-deep water trying to get to my car that morning. The repairman definitely has his work cut out for him. Hello, sir. How can I help you?
I would like to plan a trip for me and my wife.
We have a couple of options, such as the beaches, the deserts, or the countryside.
I think something in the countryside would be nice.
Perfect. This package includes round-trip flights to Marrakesh. Our staff will pick you up on your arrival and provide you with fine wine and finger foods.
Sounds good. How about the hotel we will be staying at?
That is the best part. Your hotel is actually an old castle that has been restored and redecorated. You will enjoy a comfortable and private time there.
Wow, this sounds like something my wife would really enjoy. Anything we can do there?
Of course. The castle provides a horseback ride along the country road. You can also go fishing in the nearby lake or visit the local farm.
I want to book this trip. I don't care what it costs.
Hello, sir. How can I help you?
I would like to plan a trip for me and my wife.
We have a couple of options, such as the beaches, the deserts, or the countryside.
I think something in the countryside would be nice.
Perfect. This package includes round-trip flights to Marrakesh. Our staff will pick you up on your arrival and provide you with fine wine and finger foods.
Sounds good. How about the hotel we will be staying at?
That is the best part. Your hotel is actually an old castle that has been restored and redecorated. You will enjoy a comfortable and private time there.
Wow, this sounds like something my wife would really enjoy. Anything we can do there?
Of course. The castle provides a horseback ride along the country road. You can also go fishing in the nearby lake or visit the local farm.
I want to book this trip. I don't care what it costs. Hey, Mel. Are you up for some tennis today?
Sorry, I can't. I have to go to work, pick up Jake and Maddie from school, and make them an afternoon snack. Then take Jake to soccer practice and Maddie to dance class.
Maybe you should hire a babysitter to help you out.
I know, but it's hard to find the right person. You have to consider her previous work experience, the responsibilities you give her, and how she interacts with the kids. I would love to have someone to help me out, though.
I think you should definitely consider it. I can refer you to this great babysitter, Amy. She used to work for my neighbors. She's very responsible, a great cook, and great with kids.
Oh, that's great. Can you give me her number? I'll talk it over with Dan and give her a call tomorrow. Maybe this way I won't be so occupied every day. And Dan and I might even get to go on a date once in a while.
Hey, Mel. Are you up for some tennis today?
Sorry, I can't. I have to go to work, pick up Jake and Maddie from school, and make them an afternoon snack. Then take Jake to soccer practice and Maddie to dance class.
Maybe you should hire a babysitter to help you out.
I know, but it's hard to find the right person. You have to consider her previous work experience, the responsibilities you give her, and how she interacts with the kids. I would love to have someone to help me out, though.
I think you should definitely consider it. I can refer you to this great babysitter, Amy. She used to work for my neighbors. She's very responsible, a great cook, and great with kids.
Oh, that's great. Can you give me her number? I'll talk it over with Dan and give her a call tomorrow. Maybe this way I won't be so occupied every day. And Dan and I might even get to go on a date once in a while.
听下面一段独白，回答第十八至第二十三个小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Have you ever heard of a man named Buckminster Fuller? He was a scientist, an inventor, and also a great architect. What made Buckminster so special was his concern for the planet and humans. When you have a shortage of resources, he said, you get war. Thus, he claimed that to solve humans' major problems,We have to anticipate what will become problems as resources reduce. He was especially interested in developing more efficient housing, that is, a new way of constructing buildings so that they provide more housing space with the use of fewer resources. One solution he came up with in the late 1940s was a structure shaped like a piece of the globe.Which amazed the world and brought him international reputation. That's it for today's Daily Takeaway. Tomorrow we'll introduce one of the most influential lecturers in Oxford University. Have you ever heard of a man named Buckminster Fuller? He was a scientist, an inventor, and also a great architect.What made Buckminster so special was his concern for the planet and humans. When you have a shortage of resources, he said, you get war. Thus, he claimed that to solve humans' major problems, we have to anticipate what will become problems as resources reduce. He was especially interested in developing more efficient housing, that is,A new way of constructing buildings so that they provide more housing space with the use of fewer resources. One solution he came up with in the late 1940s was a structure shaped like a piece of the globe, which amazed the world and brought him international reputation. That's it for today's Daily Takeaway. Tomorrow we'll introduce...One of the most influential lecturers in Oxford University.
第二节到此结束。 听力部分到此结束。